like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
A headline from the New York Times says, Avengers is causing gridlock at theaters.
90% of all tickets sold that weekend was for the Avengers.
1.2 billion worldwide.
That's a lot. It made so much worldwide. Just at the end of Sunday, it was in the top 18 of all time movies.
Yeah, it's the best opening, right? Well, all right, we're talking Avengers, Endgame. Kev, is it worth 1.2 billion?
Well, that's a loaded question. Look, it's the most anticipated movie of the year. It was a sellout all over the country and all over the world. With the exception of maybe The Force Awakens, I've never seen this much hype and focus on a specific movie. You see, and that's because it's where 21 other movies led. They just announced a new Bond movie, and they're only at 25. Yeah. And that thing started in the 60s. This thing started 11 years ago.
Last year's Infinity Wars was a big winner.
Yeah. It broke records for, I believe, opening day and opening weekend. Then Endgame's just obliterated.
You're dressed as Thor.
Yes. It's my favorite Avenger from Endgame.
Chris Hemsworth becomes something of a hippie or a dissolute.
He takes his own path down the dude abides
so
route.
For our video watchers, Kevin's in a golden hoodie with his signature beard and his stark glasses. So, Kevin, what makes this work? There are people who are listening to our show who have never seen an Avengers movie.
It's become a cultural phenomenon. And you don't have to have seen all 21 movies. For those of you who've never seen a movie and are like, who's that spider guy? It doesn't do a catch-up. Now, you can go on YouTube and find that stuff. Right. That'll catch you up to Endgame. Everyone from the people who religiously watched all the movies to the people who've casually watched them over the years. Maybe they watched the Avengers movies or the big Captain America sequels. If you've not seen the original Incredible Hulk, or if you didn't see Doctor Strange or Ant-Man, the original one, you probably aren't going to be lost. I mean, there's a lot of people who haven't even seen Captain Marvel. This was set up as a long form, almost like a TV series, with their own different installments and interconnected, which, by the way, they've been doing in the comics for decades.
Yes.
That they were never able to do in the big picture. Whereas with Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige was able to get that to work over the past 11 years and not have any sort of bombs in the process.
My favorite villain of them all is Thanos.
Thanos is pretty formidable.
Besides Loki, whom I always like, Thanos seems to me to be a qualified opponent.
He's a zealot, and that's what makes him work, because he fully believes what he's doing is right.
Right, and he's already dissed half the population of the world with the snap of a finger.
Universe,
right, the universe, right. Yeah. Appears to be unstoppable, which is part, I think, of the energy of the film.
Sure.
Here you have all these superheroes, and they can't seem to stop this one villain.
He does have the Infinity Gauntlet. That gives you the power of time and space in the universe.
Okay.
That's the thing. If you look at the structure of the two movies, Infinity War was Thanos' story, which is why you could watch a movie and you won't see Iron Man hasn't been in this movie for 45 minutes. This one's different. This is about the team working again, and the Russo brothers are able to juggle all those storylines so well without having that ongoing arc of Thanos throughout it.
First of all, I think of the collaboration of a film like this,
which
costs at least $300 million to make.
Just to have people show up.
And if you have enough time to sit through the credits at the end to realize what a collaborative effort, this is really what Americans do well.
Yeah,
and we may not be subtle like European films, but boy, when you put together a superhero film like that, it is worth it. Now, time is a motif.
Sure.
Time is also something you have to think about when you go see this movie.
Yeah. It is 3 hours long.
You almost need a time machine before you get there thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to sit through 3 hours? Their genius is you are not aware of the 3 hours.
Yeah.
I will have my usual complaint. Okay. About all superhero films, about the battling in the third act. But fisticuffs and bullets for people who can travel in time.
It's a suspension of disbelief.
Kevin Carr, the movie is Avengers Endgame. What grade are you going to award it?
I'm going to give it a solid A, but it may go to an A+ after watching it and doing a double feature.
Kevin, and I will give it an A-. This one is worth seeing. Maybe buy your tickets online, you think? Even now?
I would, I would skip the lines, do the online stuff, get the reserved seat, show up a minute before it starts.
Right.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.